You're with SBS Radio.
Hi, I'm Matt Starr, and you're listening to NITV Radio. Coming up for you now is my interview with Abby and Nathan, who are finalists in the Buying from the Bush Big Break competition for rural business owners. I spoke to Abby and Nathan about their late-night takeaway business Gumurawak Shop, where they're providing hot food for their community in the Northern Territory after hours. I first started off by asking Abby and Nathan about what the shop is and what they do.
Gumurawak Shop is, we provide like late night snacks and stuff because we only have one shop. And the shop that we have here doesn't meet the customer's needs. And like most of the night they're closed and stuff, and everyone said, you know, the community late at night when they get hungry, they look around for food to buy. So we started doing like hot dogs and burgers, and that's also one of the other things that we started this was because, you know, like every week we would run out of food and like go and ask other families for food, you know, like give us bread or meat or stuff like that. And then one time we decided, we can't keep living like this. We have to do something for ourselves and the kids especially. I don't want to go looking around for food, you know, like asking people for money or food.
They're family, but they have children there.
Yeah, like they're family as well, but they've got their own responsibilities and families to take care of. So that's when I decided we'll just do something so we can make money to survive. So that's what we started doing.
So when did you guys actually start the shop?
It's been nearly 3 months now. It's a bit new. What we did first was like we was cooking the food at home and started with a hot dog. So I'd cook the food at home and then take it to card games. Take it there and sell it there, but there was other people that was doing that as well. So I thought, well, instead of doing that and waiting for customers to get it from me at the card game, where it's not, you know, like people touch dirt and stuff like that. So what I did was we'll just stay at home, cook it when they order it. First week was a bit slow.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, I said to Nathan, oh, we're going to, advertising it on our normal Facebook page. And people started calling us, oh, you got food, you got drinks. It's like, yeah, we've got some food and drinks here. And then I decided, oh, we'll just make another page just for this little shop. So, yeah, we made a page, and then that's when it started flooding, you know, like every night people know that there's food here. They just keep coming here.
And so if you guys won some of the prize money from the Buy from the Bush Big Break competition, what would that mean for you in the shop?
It would mean a lot. It would mean very, very, you know, like so much. When we entered it, we had no hope to do it, you know, like just go for it. You never know what could happen. And our dream is to, like we've been talking about it for a year now. And this time we decided to do this, like enter this competition. And then while we did this, we was thinking, you know, like, oh, we're going to try and purchase a van?
Yeah, like a food van.
Yeah, food van. Where we can go around the community and sell things, you know, like especially selling food, you know, like healthy food to them. Like one of the things we wanted to do this is because there's no locally owned businesses here. And we're trying to get into a business to show other people and encourage them, help them, that there's, you know, like opportunities to do something for themselves instead of always working for other people. as in like here in the indigenous communities. Yeah. And you know, like long term ideas we've got is like whenever there is a, you know, like a party or a birthday or farewell, is some sort of like special events, we maybe could cater for them. And once it gets official, you know, like we're gonna go for a course or a training for hospitality, so we can learn how to make more new things, you know, like dishes and stews and stuff like that. Like last weekend, they had a festival out here, and we went out there to the festival and provided, you know, like we were selling food out there, and everyone loved it, you know, like within half an hour, all the food was gone. Cooked about 30 hot dogs, I mean, 30 burgers and 60 hot dogs, and they were finished within like half an hour.
Good day of business, get to go home early.
Yep. That's how hungry they were and really loved their burgers, you know, like that's the main one that we're getting feedback about.
And just lastly, the name Gumarawak, I hope I'm saying that all right.
Yep, you're saying it correct.
It's an interesting name. Can you just tell us what it means and how you came up with that for the name?
Gumarawak is, you know, like how it means ugly hermit crab. And it relates back to our, you know, like ancestors. Like that's one of my totems, Nathan's grandmother's totem. The reason why we wanted to use it is because it, to many of the families, it's funny. And we wanted to make the name sound more funny and enthusiastic and lively sort of. So, and also because like we put the shelter near the beach and hermit crabs, they come out and they feed off whatever they can find. Like the meat, you know, like back here when families get turtles or dugongs and they cook, we cook it down the beach here, and that's when the hermit crabs come out to eat the leftovers. They're greedy, but they hunt for themselves, you know, like they find whatever they can,
yeah,
to provide for themselves,
yeah.
And that's why we wanted to, like, choose that. It's got a lot of meaning to it.
Yeah.
That's all we've got, yeah.
We just want to make an announcement to the Yolngu people about this shop. Is it all right?
Yeah, of course. Go ahead.
Yo, Namir Bukmak. When I'm going to go to the radio, I'm going to go to the Gumarawak shop. Dol gali karanding doli malale lakkal if the yul mala tukki marikirale ka support gali chale yol ka dikai link gali tu bachi jo yul ona ola bachi ka bauti gali chale wala family or black bachi bautu dia.
Alright, thank you.
That was Abby and Nathan, owners of the Gumarawak Shop, aka the Ugly Hermit Crab, and finalists in the Buying from the Bush Big Break competition. I'm Matt Starr for NITV Radio. Thanks for listening.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.